Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Eric Moore talking about BRD. We're back on that in just a moment.
It's this Saturday, December 1st, the Oklahoma Hereford Association's Hereford and Native America Sale. It'll be at the Brooks Cattle Company facility in Marietta, Oklahoma. Now they're selling over 100 head, including 55 registered Hereford bulls, 6 registered Hereford female lots, and 40 commercial bred heifers. Go to nationalcattlecompany.com to see the catalog. That's nationalcattlecompany.com. To see that catalog. The Oklahoma Hereford Association's Native American Sale, Saturday, December 1st at Marietta, Oklahoma.
BRD, bovine respiratory disease, is the most common and costly cattle disease, taking a substantial toll annually on animal health, productivity, as well as the welfare of the animals. With the winter months rapidly approaching, learning those best management practices to prevent and manage BRD is critical to any cattle operation. That's the contention, anyway, of Dr. Eric Moore, Technical Services Manager for Merck Animal Health.
Absolutely. Of course, you know, we start out with what causes BRD, and we're looking at a multifactorial disease, that first the viruses and bacteria that are components of it, along with the stress. But you hit a key note with us that resonates pretty strongly in Oklahoma and Texas this year, is the fact that we're in the second year of a drought in most places, and maybe even kind of a third year. And what that means to the producer is, especially that stocker producer, number one, there's no wheat pasture, you know, so that's the big part of it. Number two, those calves that we do bring in, especially out that we get wean and bring in, not only were stressed nutritionally with the cow on the pasture, but they were stressed as fetuses in those cows also. So from conception to when you get them, they've had a nutritional challenge. And with that, what we see is a higher susceptibility to BRD this time of year. Compound that with the dust and the hot weather we've had, the temperature swings.
And with our pasture and range conditions, again, so very dry this fall, lots of dust being kicked up, a lot of times in the face of those calves, by the mama calves themselves. And Dr. Moore says that dust can make those animals a lot more susceptible to something like BRD.
Yeah, it does. And all that goes back, that whole system has to try and clear that innate immunity, or that building immunity has to clear that. How we handle that is we also need to vaccinate those calves to build their immunity to back up just all that clearing mechanism they have in the lungs. So when it does get broke down, it does get stressed, we get that dust irritating that lung, we need to have the backup system of the calf's immune system in place. And that's where a good vaccination program prior to that stressor period is critical, or at least as soon as we can get it in there. Case in point, you and I go get a flu vaccine. We don't get it after we had the flu, right? But if we do get a vaccine, it's no guarantee that we don't get the flu. We just don't get it as bad. And so that's one thing we're really pushing for, is how can we manage those cattle to get their immune system prepped prior to that dust, prior to that exposure, prior to that stress. And the more we can do that, the more we can put that in play, the better the cattle will respond when they do get sick. Because we know BRD is going to be there. BRD is extremely costly to the industry, billions of dollars. And we know we have to address it. So the increase in that immune response is critical. Taking and making sure our immune response resources aren't diverted to another thing like parasites. So a good deworming program, one that acts fast and kills those parasites quickly, is another essential component. So we can change that, allow them to have the full capability of their immune response aimed at that respiratory pathogens and aimed at responding to our vaccines. So there's one. And then to do that, the calf has to have a good base nutritionally. And so we have to make sure that we address both energy and protein in those calves coming in this weather. And knowing that when their weather gets colder, their requirements go up. So we need to make sure we hit the right feedstuffs there. And that micromineral, those mineral side of that, both trace and macro, need to be make sure we have that addressed appropriately. We know that calves in general are going to get sick, and we just want to give them the best chance to respond and use it. And the more we can reduce disease, the less stress, the better animal welfare we actually have with those calves. So we do the right thing for the industry.
I know that Merck does have a good portfolio of options and ways to help with control and treatment.
You bet. And we have both, as we've come together and became Merck Animal Health now, officially, we have a complete portfolio to provide solutions to the producers so we can partner with them in their successful operations. Number one is we have a great vaccine line, so we want to address preempting that bovine respiratory disease. We use our Vista vaccines that have both viral and bacterial components of BRD. We have our Nasalgen, which is intranasal for the IBR, so we can kind of get that innate immunity fired up, that quick immunity fired up. So that's one component. Safeguard is a dewormer to clean them out quick so they can respond to your vaccines critically and respond to disease better and not have to worry about reducing efficiency and reducing the immune response because they're worried about the parasites in the gut.
So literally, taking care of the worms can help that response to the vaccine.
It takes away one other arm that has to function with, the Rivana. So that's one. Then when those animals get sick, we want to make sure we have a fast-acting antibiotic. And in our case, we have Reservoir Gold, which has a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, brings the fever down, and a fast-acting antibiotic in Nuflor, a combination of Nuflor and Vanamine in one injection. So you can give that to get a quick response, have those calves feeling better in 4 to 6 hours that it drops that temperature. Now, if we have a group of calves where we know we're going to have a disease outbreak and we just can't get everything done in time, we just launched a new antibiotic, Zuprivo, a new macrolide, a long-acting antibiotic that we can give them to help cover them in that time period. And what we'll see is that Zuprivo is a macrolide. It's above MIC, that minimum inhibitory concentration, that level it needs to stop the growth of those bacterial pathogens for respiratory disease in the lung for 28 days. And it's a 1 mL/100 dose, easy to give, fast acting, long lasting. So it's another tool we have in our toolbox to try and manage that whole BRD complex, that whole myriad of things we have to address, from the immune system, the pathogen load, to the nutrition, to even down to the parasites on there. So if we address all those, we're moving forward to try and eliminate that cost of lost production with bovine respiratory disease.
Indeed, that's the concern of the cattle producer, is that obviously costs some to do these treatments, but yet there's a bigger cost if you don't treat.
Absolutely. All your animal health procedures are truly an investment. With the contracting national herd size, with our price of calves today, per pound, and the cost of our feed inputs, that if we have the bovine respiratory disease, and we know that if we get lung lesions in those calves, that we can have a tenth to two-tenths of a pound reduction in average daily gain, that adds up fast when it's $1.50 a pound, you know. So you really, these practices actually have to be looked at as investments in your cattle, just like the high price you're paying for them, just like the high price of feed. This is another investment to make get a return back on that critter you're putting out there.
Dr. Eric Moore, Technical Services Manager for Merck Animal Health, joining us today. That's your Beef Buzz. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.